We're on page 56 of what we're talking about on Shabbos, and this all we'll see Pesach Dik also. It's Pesach Dik before we're Pesach Dik. We should be thinking about this already. The way that a person who's trying to connect to Chochmah Shebenefesh looks at himself and looks at everything. That's the conclusion, the end of the parak on this maimer. Yesh lo Yehudi yisakarech lecholetz machshavtoi mimizgarim. A Yid has the koyach, has the ability to release his thoughts from the mizgarim, from the boundaries that contain the thoughts. Ulahabit alabriya. So with this Shabbos, we're talking about Shabbos afternoon, the Nin of Shir Shirim, that the whole world wasn't Kedai till Shir Shirim, where Klal Yisrael received Shlomo HaMelech as a gift to help us look at everything in the world in a bigger way. Instead of seeing something just for what it is in front of our eyes, to be able to look at it in a different way, in the shurish, in the root of what it is, which is really what it means to be free. To be free of the misgarois, of the boundaries, and of the prison of this world. So that, as we were learning, so that when a person sees the flowers beginning to grow this time of the year, so you saw Nitzanim Niru Baaretz, Rashi brings from Chazal, it's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. And the birds are singing, and it's pleasant to listen to. The singing of the birds is the song of the Malachim, is the song of Bnei Yisrael crossing through Yam Suf. To be able to look at things in a different way, and to hear things in a different way. The person of Bina is very, very much stuck in, even if it's a Ruch Nizdik HaMachshava, but he can't get out of his mind. He can lose his mind, but he can't get out of the misgeris of his thinking. Ka'omed menachutz. This is in all of the svarim that talk about his boinimus. Not talking about his boididus, about his boinimus meditation. A person has to be able to see things from a perspective which is outside of himself. It's the beginning of his boinimus. To be able to see things as if you're somebody who's watching from outside of yourself. Like you're standing from outside and you're looking down upon your life. You're watching your life. That's the beginning of his boneness. To see yourself from outside of yourself. Kederach she'osa Hashem Yisbarach la'Avraham Avinu. And how did Hashem Yisbarach speak to Avraham Avinu? That Gilui, where Hashem Yisbarach was telling Avraham Avinu what was going to be, and who he really was, Shenema says, Vayoytzei Oysa Hachutza. So it says in Pasuk that Hashem Yisbarach took Avraham Avinu Hachutza outside. So what does that mean, took him outside? It sounds like somebody, you're standing in your house and someone has something that they have to tell you, they don't want other people to hear, so they call you outside. So of course, Rashi says, Kosev Rashi, what does it mean Hashem took Avraham Avinu outside? Outside of where? Outside of his tent? Outside of town? What does it mean took him outside? So Rashi says, Rashi brings some Chazal, Haitziyo mechalolo shel olam. He took Avraham Avinu outside of the world, away from the world, chutz mechalolo shel olam, out of space. Chutz mechalolo shel olam. Obviously, it doesn't have to mean physically. That means that he took him chutz mechalolo shel olam, away from this world, away from his world. If you can only see things from the perspective of yourself in your world, then you can't hear the Dvar Hashem. Hashem was mezgalo to Avraham Avinu in such a way. Hayitziya mechalolo shel olam. He took Avraham Avinu outside the world. V'higbiyay lamalam in a kechavim. Took him higher than the stars. Again, this physically, okay, I believe that it means physically. There's no reason we shouldn't. But on a deeper level, It wasn't just a trip to outer space. L'mal mer kachav mer kachav. A koichav is a mazel of this world, the koichas of this world, to take Avraham Avinu michutz, outside of the whole ma'areches, the whole mezgeres of this world and of all his memories of the past and all of his commitments in the present. He's going to give a beautiful example of this. When it comes to Kabbalah Shabbos, time for Kabbalah Shabbos, if we're able to press a button and Hashem would take us chutz michalosh lev, l'malam nakechavim, in that place where there's no mortgage, there are no 40 people waiting for you to call back, and everything is perfect and everything is outside of the whole mizgeres of this world. Chutz michalosh lev, he'd be l'malam nakechavim. Zeh loshen habeit. Habata, and that's the lashon of habata. Milamala lamata, because Hashem told Avraham Avinu, he told him habetna hashemaima. Habetna hashemaima means to look down upon the heavens, which means that Avraham Avinu was above the heavens. Habetna, take a look. Milamala lamata, so Hashem took Avraham Avinu higher than shemaim, higher outside of everything. This ability for a person to be able to get out of space, to leave the chalolah shel olam, ulahabit milamala lamata, and to look at things from above to below, hu koichei hagadol shel yehudi. That is the great strength of a Jew. That is uniquely Jewish. To be able to do that, that was how Hashem Yisbarach was Mizgala to Avraham Avinu, and Ma'ase Avos Simon Labanim. That means that every single one of Avraham Avinu's children and grandchildren has the ability to go Chutz Michalal Shalom, and to look at the world, and to look at his life, at her life, and to look at everything in life from that perspective of Lamala, from above, Lamata, to look down and to see it. Who koyach ha'gadol shel Yehudi? That's the great koyach of a Yid. Kagon, for instance. So he gives very clear examples of this. Kagon. Be'yayse oimed be'beis ha'knezes. So a person standing in shul. U'menasa lo'era libay be'rav kaishi. He's having a very hard time to get some kavana going inside of his heart. V'hinei menashe v'maycha hirhur. So he has this thought that begins to go around in his head. Ketzad nir hadavar mibachutz. How would this, if there'd be like an aerial shot, there'd be no ceiling on the shul, no roof, and you would be up on top flying, and you would be looking down at the shul, how would it look? Kate said, "Near Adavim Bachutz, Lamar Einay had soy from Imal, from somebody who's up on top, over the shul. Shanoshim kamen babaykim linosam, and you follow from the beginning. The person is in a helicopter, or he's in whatever. Nobody sees him, and he's flying around on top, and he sees around the shul, those blocks around the shul. He sees people getting up, and people leaving their houses." And if you could see, if there are no roofs either on the house, you'd see waking up, and neglovas, and whatever, and getting ready, and going out, and everybody then is walking to shul from different places, and there are cars, you'd see from on top cars coming from different places to shul, right? You'd see that. The gorim ragleim hakvedos, people are tired, so they're dragging their feet, they're pulling themselves to shul. El mokim yuchad, you would see that there are a lot of people over here that are schlepping to a certain place. The person that doesn't know anything, doesn't know what shul is. He sees people are going to, they're all going to this place. Amokam yuchad, sheyichdu lahem be'ezor megureyim, that has been designated in the neighborhood. And why they're going? Lahayid sham al hamelech ulashavchai, to be a testimony that there's a Ribbono Shel, and to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to thank Hashem, to praise Hashem, to speak to Him. Mitzuyim Sham Yachtav, Kosef El Kosef. Our invisible spectator is watching, and he sees Yidden standing next to each other, shoulder to shoulder in Shul. Ve'achad Nitzel Lefneim, and he sees one guy that's a little bit on the side, the Batfila. He's a little bit on the side, in front. The Kare Bekol Shvachim Ekelusim, he's calling out loud praises of Hashem. He's saying out loud. V'him Oinim Achrav, page 57. And the other people who are in that room are answering or responding. Ki Devarav Emesheimah. And what are they saying? That when he says something, he's saying brachas. Brocha Deshem Achum. And everybody says, Amen. Which means, it's Emes. What this person is saying is Emes. That Hashem is nice and the Sech Revin Lahav Chemin Yom Elayla. It's Emes. Shalaisani Goy, Shalaisani, Shalaisani Av is Emes. When we're saying Amen, Emes. It's true. Mask Yishmel Shamelech. The second that this guy that's standing on the side in front, the second that he mentions the name of this king of all kings, Ulamishma Shmai, Nenim Hakalki, Varuch Hu Varuch Shmai. We never even think what those words mean. Baruch Hu Varuch Shmai. Baruch Hu Varuch Shmai. Everybody knows what that means. Baruch Hu Varuch Shmai. And what? People are holding these little books in front of them. And they're reading all beautiful, poetic praises of the king. Bakosha, asking, begging the king, Ishtabchus, pouring their hearts out to the king. Kama noa hamar hazeh. We never ever imagined that that's what we look like. I remember as a kid thinking about how it looked like when I went with my father to Shlok HaParis. That's the only thing I remember thinking, like, how this must look absolutely crazy if anybody would see this. You know, this must look crazy. I never thought of the nice stuff, but I thought about, like, Shlok HaParis. This is, you know, I was, if somebody would see this, what's going on with the Shlok HaParis. But this is what we do much of the time of our lives. We're doing this stuff. If somebody would see this, to look down and to look at this and to see. The B'nai Malachim standing there in such a way with the talus and tefillin, and to hear the words. The person that's going up there doesn't know kavanas, this kavanah, that kavanah, just hears this, the words and hears the singing. And sometimes when I'm davening, say I davened Hashkama that time, or whatever it came out, that so I'm upstairs. And I can hear the island downstairs davening or singing Kedusha or something. You know, when you're not in it. When you're in it, you're singing and you're enjoying, of course. But then it becomes like more, and it becomes like such a big thing. And even when I'm upstairs and I hear the Chevra downstairs singing something by davening. Because you're outside. And you're hearing how beautiful it is. You know, when you're inside and you're singing, you can hear a little bit, but you hear yourself mostly. And when it comes to hearing myself, it's a very unpleasant thing. And you could hear the song, and I think the Olam is giving Shevach V'Hadoyah to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. When the Malachim are watching us, the Malachim are watching the Tefillahs, when it's Slichas, I think of this. And how the Malachim are watching, and even all over the world are going, and it's still very early, and it's dark, and you're carrying your slichas, and going to shul, and that first, Hashem, Hashem, karachu machanun, v'yem Hashem salachti kederachu. And what's it like by Kol Nidre? Thousands and thousands of shuls, shtiblach, all over the world. Somebody in some place, and in Texas, they got together, some Chabads got together, 9 other Jews, and in some, I'm not talking about Dallas or Houston, I'm talking about some place in the middle of the desert, and it's Kol Nidre, And somebody gives me this kol nidre. And the malachim are looking at this. What it must be like. What it must be like. Did you ever go on top of the kaisel and it's yontiv or something? Or it's a Friday night, you're walking, it's Kabbalah Shabbos, and look down and you see the Eden there by the kaisel. Chutz mechalol shloilam. Sometimes you have to get out. Even if a nice chalol. To get out of the chalol shloilam to see. Kamenor hamar hazeh. How beautiful this is. Umay yikara ne'manusam lamalkam. And how precious is the faithfulness of these people. And the whole world is sleeping. Well, the whole world is just eating breakfast or whatever, sleeping or watching the news or something in the morning. I don't know what people do. And here these people that they get and they're walking and they put towels and tefillin and they're standing there davening. How loyal they are, how faithful they are to their king. And this comes out, it comes out so clearly from what they're doing. We don't think about it. So you're thinking about this. Now, you're one of the people in shul. And you start thinking about this. And you let Hashem carry you chutz michalol shloilam, to go outside and to be able to watch and to see and to look down on the shul that you're in. But it's not, you don't see yourself, it's not, you're looking down and you see yourself as one of the people. You could spot yourself because you know where you sit. So you could see yourself. Oh, there's that yid over there. And that you know that that's you. But that's not the ikkar. That's not the ikkar at all. You know where your seat is. You know you see this. They have not right with the computer. You could go and see your house or something on the computer. A person can see from above such a thing. And then, then, after you look at the whole thing like this from outside, then you ask Hashem Yisbarach, really, for permission to return and to join. To come back. You took a little bit of a flight, and now you're asking, you want to go back and to return, to be part of this beautiful thing. To be a part of this. Poyin l'star for l'chizayin. L'smazig bay, to mix into it, to become part of it. L'liyaz chelik man hatsir ha-mufla. You want to be included in this beautiful painting. In this magnificent picture that you saw when you were flying over the shul and the roof was off. You saw this. And now you want to join to be part of it. Shehina ha-metzias ha-yafa sha'imet ba. Which, of course, is the beautiful metzias that you're standing in when you're in shul. That's where you are. Are you tzaddikim? We have many stories of tzaddikim, especially from the Bnei Sascha, but other tzaddikim as well. But the night of the Seder, it was on the second night of the Seder, they used to take a walk with the shamans, and they would walk around to look in to see Jews by their starim, to look in and see and to listen walking on the street, and to hear Jews by the starim. Radashem nishmosim, to delight their souls, the kailois with the sounds, umarais and the sights, kaidish, kailos maras, the holy sounds and the holy sights. Habaykim michaloine ayhala Yisrael, that are bursting out of the Jewish homes, from the windows of Jewish homes, Pesach night. The tzaddikim they used to go around to watch this, to see this. And they were hit. They would hide. They didn't look into. Anybody should see them. They would go on the side and they would. With starf the pamalia shamalia hayoytzis the shmaya sipu itzias mitzrayim, the tzaddikim would go and would join the malachim, the angels, which Chazal tell us in the Zohar Kodesh, had the Malachim leave everything in Shemayim to go see Jews by the Seder, which is that piece of the Zohar that's printed in almost all of the Haggadahs at the beginning of the Seder. It's printed. The Malachim, so the Tzaddikim join the Malachim. The Malachim also, the Malachim want to see this. So the Tzaddikim join the Pamal Yishamala, the Malachim, the angels, Hayyotzeis, Lishmaya, an entire entourage. The Tzaddikim will go with an entourage of angels to go hear the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Kev Ha'ilim, Piha Am HaKadosh, that's coming out from the mouths of the Am Kodesh of the Holy Nation. Kidachsiv Bezayar Kodesh, Abayis Hashem, Chanes Shemesh Baruch Lakol, Pamal Yishaloi, that when it's Pesach night, Hashem gathers together all of the Malachim. V'ayim Elohim, he says, L'chu v'shemu sipur shiv shvachai, go and listen to the story of my praises. Shemedabrim v'yisrael, that Yidden are saying, u'smeichem v'yishuasi, and they're rejoicing in my salvation, Hashem. The Shechina says it. Smeichem v'yishuasi. U'smeichem v'yishuasi. As I call him, as Kansim and Barn, the Zohar says that all of the Malachim gather together, u'mischabim im Yisrael, and they come down, the Malachim, and they join the Jewish people. V'shoimim sipur ha-shavach, and the Malachim listen to the story. She'smeichem v'chedva she'yishua she'barim, the Jews rejoicing at the liberation of their master, the Shechina, being freed from Mitzrayim. Because he went out together with us. And she went out together with us. As I boim umoidim la Shemesh Baruch al kol eil nisim gevusim, then the Malachim are moidim, they are inspired by and excited by all of the words that are spoken by the Am Kodesh, by the Seder. And they themselves give thanks to Hashem for all the miracles. Umaydim lai al ha'am ha'kadosh. And most of all, the Malachim thank Hashem that He has such a holy nation in this world. Umaydim lai al ha'am ha'kadosh yesh lai ba'aris. They praise and thank Hashem for creating such a people, that He has such a people. That's mamish happening on the night by the Seder. That's what's happening when we're going around fixing the pillows a little bit, getting things ready, trying to gather the children together. We're getting ready to say Kaddish Urchatz, putting on your kittel. And the Malachim Yechafezim, the Chilur Hada Yechazim, and the Malachim are coming to see so that they could learn from us the way to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to tell the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's what says in Azar Kaddish. Al zeh haderech, and in this way, yesh sheyotzu pamachas. We know that they were tzaddikim, that they used to go sometimes. Lasalach berchay b'shaliyah b'shosh b'nei am segul l'soyd emesudas haShabbos. They were tzaddikim. They used to go outside when Jews were sitting down Friday night to eat Shabbos meal. L'shmoya, to listen. L'hisafeg, and to absorb, to like sponge up. The Mahir of Alei Admos, with this beautiful event that's taking place on earth. Eis Nishmat Kailam Shel Ksheire Yisrael, when the voices of kosher Jews are heard, the Hayosim Mekadshim Alayayim, when they're making Kiddush Friday night, Tzaddikim, there were Tzaddikim that would go out to hear. Why the Tzaddik have to go? The most beautiful Kiddush in town was by the Tzaddik. The Tzaddik would go out to watch, to hear the Kiddush. To be able to look at it from a different place. To go with Avraham Avinu, chutz mechalolos shel olam, higher than the stars, higher than this world, and to be able to look and to see. Without yourself in it. Without me. To be able to look at it and to see it for what it is. This is all how Chachma looks at things. Yes, in the Kachem line, Ubaitzim ala chalais, and making Hamaitzi ala chalais. Mizamrim zmiris, Jews singing zmiris. v'smeichim im tzetzayim, and rejoicing with their children. Tzaddikim would go and would watch, and molu nafsham oineg, and the tzaddikim would be filled, their souls would be filled with great pleasure and delight. El noichach, watching, am, a nation, a people, hanifna mehakol, will turn away from everything, turn away from the entire world, all kinds of business opportunities, all kinds of things of entertainment, and they're tired from the whole week. They're tired from the whole week. It was a hard week. And it would have been very, very easy just to grab a bite and to go to sleep or to take a nap and run out for a show or something. And the tzaddikim have such pleasure to look and to watch Am HaNifna MiHakol, a nation that turns away from everything else. Shoyves Mimlacha stops, no cars, no machines, nothing. Shoyves Mimlacha. Umagdish Asmai, that devotes itself completely. L'sa'anik ba'isa ahava b'tamunim, to delight in that great love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tzaddikim would watch this. L'hoid al yoytze b'reishis, Jews that are bearing testimony to the one who created the world. B'kadosh HaShabbos, and sanctified Shabbos. Heichan yesh uma kazois. Where do you have such a people? You know how we have stories in the Baditshva, these little trips he would take to go to come back and report that Hashem is Baruch. What are you making trouble for them? You ever see such people like you have over here? What are you making? Don't make it hard for them. Look at this. Look what kind of people you have. Heichan yesh uma kazois. Where do you have a nation like this? And the menis l'malka, they're so faithful. They're so faithful to the king. Yetzeres metzias chaya, a nation whose entire life, entire existence, is only al pi ritzon Hashem Yisbarach. Just to follow Hashem's will, that's all they do. It's so tired. He rushes into a mikveh, into a shower. It's barely a second just to say good Shabbos to his wife. He runs to make it into shul, to try to chapa mincha, a Kabbalah Shabbos, to do the ratzon Hashem is baruch. I have a brother-in-law, he's a big elchi, a brilliant, brilliant lawyer. And he lives in such a way that he's a partner in one of the very big law firms, and he gets back very rarely gets back before 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, the far away from the city. And he goes every morning, 5 o'clock. He's a big lawyer, he goes 5 o'clock to put up the hot water over there, to get it ready, the tea, for tea and coffee, because they're going to have the daf. They're going to learn, and they're going to daven. Where do you have such a people like this? Where is Hashem from? Where is Hashem's bakta? Doesn't send a servant, a maid. Yeah. So he sleeps, and that same person comes to Shabbos. So what would be a Shabbos? Yeah, to Friday night. What's not a shir, a chavrusa, Shabbos morning, early in the morning, Shabbos afternoon, lies down for half hour, and then grabs 2-3 chavrusas again. I'm a odaf yaimi and this and that. And there are many, many Jews that live their lives like that now, and live their lives over all the thousands of years that were Avdei Hashem, that live such lives. But everything is just Ratzon Hashem is Baruch. Ratzon Hashem. What about people? I think about this all the time. Like people tell me their schedule, and they have some days off of the year. Altogether, they give them, let's say, at work, two weeks off to have from work. And the 2 weeks is used. The Yantav and Chol HaMoed, that's already like 12 days, something like that, 10 days. It's not even a thought. So not to have time for oneself, to go and to this and to take a trip and to go there and to do this and to do that. And All these things that when you're in it, you don't think about it. That's just how we live. But if you're a spectator, and if you yourself can be a spectator a little bit, that's what all the Svarim tell us, such an inyan of his bindingness to think this way, and to look, and to see. Sometimes the parents are so hard on the children. Parents are hard on the children because they're so inside with the children. Even if it's another person's child, you're much easier. But with your own child, because you're in. So father's upset, how come this kid doesn't learn? Comes home from yeshiva, doesn't open up a gemara. Comes home Shabbos, doesn't open a gemara, he sleeps. You have to tell him 10 times to get up to go to shul. Comes into the shul, like 20 minutes later, half hour late. Where's the father during the week if we would take the roof off of the yeshiva? And to see, what is it? Who else has the little children are sitting for 7, 8, 9 hours, whatever, a kid sitting over a gemara. The father's upset, how come the kid doesn't want to wear a hat, or he doesn't want to look yeshivish or something. And you know, your kid is a shemah mitzvah. Puts on tefillin, he believes in Hashem Yisbarach. Why don't you just take you over the world, take a look down at the world and see what's going on in the whole world. See what's going on in the whole world. Just take an aerial shot of the world. And now let's zoom around the whole world. Oh, the whole world. The whole world. And now we're going to zero in, like with the computer thing. I forgot what it's called. And we're going to zero in. Go down. And we'll see that your little Baruch Hu is standing there without a hat. Think about it. Without a hat. But all you see is because you're standing in your Dalet Amos of life, and you see that this kid's got a hat, that kid's got a hat, and my Baruch Hu's going without a hat. He's not, you know, representing us the way that I wanted or whatever it might be. What do we have? The whole universe. I'm not just talking about on Earth. The whole universe. A camera on the whole universe. With everything that's going on in the whole universe. And all the planets and stars, solar, all this stuff that's going on. Everything's moving. Everything's going on in the whole universe. And we have to go with the camera down from the whole universe. You had a camera that's looking at the whole universe and goes down. It comes into the 5 towns. Down. Baruch's not wearing a hat. The mazel. Or he's coming home Shabbos, he doesn't open up a Gemara. Maybe one day he'll open the Gemara Shabbos. You also didn't open the Gemara Shabbos. When you look at Baruch, he's a Yid, he goes to Shul, okay, he goes a little bit late, 15, 20, whatever, he's late. The whole week long is all day long sitting in Yeshiva. It's not, I'm Kaddish. The children, we always think of ourselves, what sacrifices we make to send our kids to yeshiva. And what about the kids themselves sitting in yeshiva? Like that. Who has hours like that? I don't know, but the girls is a little bit better. But the boys, who has hours like that? All the boys are in yeshiva this week, right? I think. All the boys are in yeshiva. I know one of the fellows told me the sun's down until Thursday, whatever. Who in the whole world is like this? And it's only one thing. Rotzen Hashem Yisbarach. Chazu banai chavivai. That's all it is. To do the Rotzen Hashem. Each Yid and each family in the whole universe. There's only a little bit of this Nachas Ruach that Hashem Yisbarach has in the whole Bria. And you're worried about whether he has this kind of hat or that kind of hat. And that's what we think about. Because we're not able to get higher than the Chalal Shel Olam. We can't get outside the Chalal Shel Olam. In that place. Heichen yesh u'ma kazois. Where is there such a nation? And then Manus, the Tzaddikim would love to go watch from the outside. To look from the outside, to watch that family, to listen to this news. Hechen yesh uma kazois. Hanemenes lamalka, that's so faithful to their king, the Yetzeres Metzias Chaya, that the whole Metzias of their lives. The whole Metzias of our life. Is all Pirat's Nashenes Baruch. Yeah, we slip up here and there. But the whole Metzias, the whole picture of our lives is that it's all Pirat's Nashenes Baruch. It's all Pirat's Nashenes Baruch. Kama oinig v'toiv yesh b'kach. Ay, how the tzaddikim enjoy that. How the tzaddikim have pleasure looking at that. Hang k'nemak a'gavna, and when it's Friday night, and the am segula finishes b'chadoidi, says Ms. Mashiach, Yom Shabbos, Hashem Olah Geiz Lovesh, Akadosh, and then Kegavna, Din Nisiachad in La'ila. Kegavna. Kenama Kegavna, like it says in Kegavna, Nifu Mikach Naichabal Ha'ilamis, Hamish Nachas Ruach. All is caused by what we do, and all the Ilamis. And we say there in the Kegavna, Van Po Nihirin Benihiri Yiloh. This atras lasata ba'amakadisha, at the face of the Shechina, van pa means her face, whose face? The face of the Shechina, nihirin is shining. Benihiru ilah, benihiru ilah, with a supernal light, with an or elyain, nihiru ilah, the Shechina's face is shining with pleasure. B'nehiru ilah, v'is'atros l'sata ba'amakadisha, and is encrowned, the Shechina encrowns herself, down here below in the world. What's the crown of the Shechina? Amakadisha, her holy people, her holy nation, Yisrael. V'chulhun mis'atrum b'nishmosim chadatim, and the Jewish people themselves encrown themselves with new neshamas, b'nishmas mechadetim, with new neshamas. Okay. Shemetzias mi'irahi, ametzias, Friday, Kabbalah Shalosh, the whole metzias is mi'ira, is shining. His mazguba avheim. So the tzaddikim would watch from the outside. They would watch and they would listen. From the outside, and then they would join. Then they would enter. They would return. They would come back to earth, to be together, toich emunei am segula, with the ama kedisha. Mitoich shalva v'noyim, in a state of great tranquility, and pleasantness, beauty. Bo el beisam. They will return to their homes. This achidim klayisa, to become one with the entire Jewish people, to think everywhere in the world Jews sang Kiddush, and Jews singing Shamalachim, sang Kiddush, and singing Zmiris, and sang over Torah from the parasha. To become one with all of klayisa. Well, the galis is kedushas haShabbos gam b'ma'ayinim, and to uncover and reveal the kedusha of Shabbos here. In my home, in my house, to come back down from the universe, and then to go down, to find your house, like on the Google Earth, is how it is called, yes. To come all the way down, into that house, through into the window, and the smell of Shabbos, and to come back to the table, and to be at the Shabbos table. Everybody says, "Daddy, you okay?" Yeah. I was just for a second. I was just tired. I'm tired. But you were someplace else, and then you came back home. The Dalit Amos of Shenosn L'Meshemesburg, the four Amos of your life that God gave you, with these people, we are zeichet to be with him in the nefashos of Shechana Noisam, whichever nefashos, whichever souls Hashem gave you in your life, parents. Children, brothers, sisters, friends, these nefashas that we go with in our lives. we have Hibitu Betanug al Hanevis Adalkin. And they would look again, and that Tzaddik would take another look at the candles, the Shabbos candles. But it's not just my Shabbos candles. It's the Shabbos candles. That they were looking, the Shabbos candles of all Klal Yisrael. This is just a flame that was taken from the big fire of all the candles of Klal Yisrael. That's all. You just put it onto your table, but that fire is taken from all of Klal Yisrael. And this fire is the candles on this table, but it's all one big fire. It's Anguba Mishnah Lechem, the Kiddush Rabbah, have Lechem Mishnah, Kiddush Lechem Mishnah. Berayv Matamim, like we say in Zemiris, Berayv Matam with great, with many, many delicacies, Veruach Nediva, and a spirit of Ahava. Sarfu Atzmo Besim al Hamarocha Hilois, and the Tzaddikim would bring their homes together and their followers together to join this big Knesset Yisrael, this whole big world of Knesset Yisrael. Hanisenes Shavich Yikar Gedula V'Chovel Kel Melech Yeretz Hakol. That's all together, not just a separate little house. All of us together. It's giving praise and glory and greatness. The Kel Melech Yeretz Hakol, to God who created everything. Hamanichel Menucha was given peace. Menucha and rest was given rest. La'am Yisrael only to us. The rest of the world doesn't have this. Lam Yisrael Gdushasa. This page 58. Yitachin ki ba'isa eis. Could be that at that time. Now, so this picture so far is very, very perfect. And those who have, zechet to have little children, or grandchildren, know that there could be other sounds in the house. Not just the sounds of Zmiris and Kiddush and Zmiris, the Kodesh Achem, Bechi Yiladim, their kids crying. There are other sounds, children crying. Vayfusam, they're tired. Ach lo yadu ata el hapratim. But the tzaddik doesn't allow himself to be dragged down. I mean, someone's got to take care of the kids, man. Usually we know who that is. But the tzaddik doesn't allow himself to be dragged down into the pratim, to lose the picture of what this is, because of somebody crying, because of a child that's making some noise, or two kids fighting or something. Kimitsuim hayu b'dagas marcha chochma. They're not in Bina, they're in marcha chochma. The Mayach of Chacham is higher than all of that. Hisira atzam ka'imdim michutz lebeisam. They allow themselves to remain outside their homes, higher. U'misham mashkifim pnima. And they're able to look inside, to see from the outside. You know what, even the children that are krechzing and complaining, when you're outside of it, again, obviously they have to be taken care of. It's a serious thing. But when you're outside of that, and you're looking at that, a little bit like I know that now as a grandfather, that whenever the little ones, my grandchildren, can I know that over all the time, Shabbos or Yontif, that whenever they start crying and making trouble, I have unbelievable patience and rahmanis. And I see that one of my daughters is going to like come down on them, I always go, oh. And I know what they're thinking. He wasn't such a Hillel Azak, you know, when we were kids, you know, let them go. Yeah, let them go to bed. Let them go to their room. But on the children, Rachmanis and the grandchildren, you know why? Because with the grandchildren, you're Michutz. They're yours, of course, but they're grandchildren, so it's Michutz L'chalol Shalom. So it's not the same thing. So even a child that's crying. Remember when my second, my Suri, she was crying all when she was a baby. She was crying always, all night. She had colic all night. I used to make her coffees. We lived in Queens, and there was a carpet in the dining room. There was like a track. I used to make her coffees. Sometimes I didn't know that I would go in the car and I would drive all over for hours. Just because when it was moving, so I would have a tape and it was moving just a little bit, you know. She was such a great, Baruch Hashem, ever since she got older, she's just laughing. But when she was little, she was crying. It was gefährlich. You know, we didn't have any help. It was the two of us. In the beginning, for the first week or two, you know, everybody's mothers. But then, you know, you're on your own. And, she gave us a run for the money, that's early. And my father would be over. So, you know, he would always take her a little bit. And she didn't just cry, she just shrank. Such a scream like a yeah. And my father would always say, it's so good for her lungs. It's so good for her throat, for her lungs. It's a child needs to do that, which says in Svarim. Also with the tears, to get out the psoilus from the mind, from the moich, and then my father had such nachas. So, you know, like it's easy for you to say this. You know, you know how the Zayde comes a little bit, and it says, and then, you know, it's not mechayiv, it's not mechayiv b'shas maitz, it's not mechayiv afterwards either, you go home. But if a person could do that, to take yourself out of a little bit, mechutz, it's just to say, look, you know, you have healthy children. My father's saying, they're crying. My father once said to me that he was in a place when a baby cried. When the baby cried, they had to be put to death by their own parents. And now a baby cries, was a shlecht. Baby's allowed to cry. The baby's allowed to cry. Where he came from, when a baby cried, they were all in danger of getting killed. And a baby's allowed to cry, and not to cry. It's also a chesed. It's also a ketazach. But we're not looking at it in that way. We're always inside. Avraham Avinu was vayetzei achutz, Hashem's Baruch took him higher than the world. To be able to look down into the world and to see. Into our world, what it is. What an oisha, what a wealth we have. I was on the phone yesterday with one of my students that she wasn't zeichet to have children for, most I would say, 6-7 years. It's a long stretch. She didn't have children. She had an Baruch Hashem a few days ago. She had her sixth child. And I said, no, how's it going? I hear what's going on over there. It's labor day, Baruch Hashem. And she says, it's pretty rough, but this is what I davened for. And I'm trying to think about that Hashem answered all my tefillos. I never ever dreamt that I would have one child, I have six children. I never in my life thought that I would have, and Hashem answered my tefillos. I'm trying to remember that this is the answer to my tefillos. That's a very chashuv thing, she said. It's very chashuv. To be able to look from outside, that's called Chachma. Bina doesn't do that. Bina can be very, 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 very smart, but Bina is always buried inside. It's always getting tackled and tackling. It's always inside. It's a different way of thinking. And Bechlal, he goes on to say that this is how a person should look at life. Obviously, we can't be like that all the time. Business, at work, in the yeshiva, or anything. I mean, but to be able to do that is the yisayid ha-yisayidus of chassidus. Mayach de chachma. A mayach of chachma. And we can, ma'bar klali al klal achay. Bechlal, how to look at life. La'avit aleihem mibachutz, to try to look at life from outside, from above. V'lei mitoich toicham, and not from inside. Ki kasha oda motzi b'soich t'munas achayim, because when a person is inside the picture of life, v'nasa chelik m'msukai seyem v'chad v'seyem, and you become a part, you're inside, you're a part of the difficulties, and you're part of the joys. Hari Ayla Algalaim Umisnapitimam. Then you're carried along with the waves of the life that you're living. The waves just carry you along. If it's a wave that's a happy wave, you go with that wave. It's a wave, God forbid, of pressure and of sorrows. That's the wave you're on when you're in the world. You can't have the right way of seeing things. Gampod near Gazubaycha, as I sang a minute ago, that even a little child, a baby that's crying, that's upset, that's crying, when you're in the world, when you're in Bina, Nasli Bar Meriva becomes like your adversary. Bar Meriva is an adversary. A parent is arguing with a child. Please go to sleep. Please, I beg you. Have rachmanis. In honor of you, of the avos and the imahos, whatever you try everything you can. Have rachmanis, and your parents have rachmanis. And the kid, and you start to argue. The kid says, "I this and this." And you see the child being like some sort of God forbid, an enemy, an adversary that you have to defeat. And when the kid finally falls asleep, you feel like going and putting a flag on his head, and holding up your hands like. You don't want to do that because you might wake the kid up. Nashal bar merivah hitziyah mishal v'suuchay. It takes you totally out of your yeshiva das, shalos ruach. Ram kasher poel tenua b'machshav to lahabit me b'chutz. But if you're able to inside your mind to go with Avraham Avinu chutz, to go to Bnei Soscha for a walk outside his seder, maitzilei zavis, you're able to find a spot shemi ba'ada, a spot to watch from, you know, in the stands. And from over there, Roya is Hakol Baifan Hanachon. You're able to see things in the right way. Ulazais Yikare Chachma. This is what is called Chachma. De'ei Chachma l'nafshach. That's Chachma. That's the Indian of Chachma. Right, we'll finish the parak. After Yontif.